All right, now here's someone who's not going to need a summer job. She's working
for her.
But she is not going to need. She's not going to need this job right now. This is Alina Morris, and she is 12 years old, mm-hmm. and has done so. She's here for the Sweets Expo, the Chicago's annual Sweets and Snacks Expo. At Dylan's Candy Bar, which is right next door to us, as a matter of fact.
It's a great spot.
On Michigan Avenue, wonderful place. And now here's the most amazing thing about this. At the age of 12, actually this started way before you were 12,
isn't
that right?
She was on Entrepreneur Magazine when she was 9, I was just looking back. And she's already been on Shark Tank. And
nine.
I mean, cover of Forbes, baby. This Alina's going to be there.
She has founded Zollipops, which are like lollipops, but they're not. They're Zollipops. I want to go back and get the origin story, as we like to say in the superhero world, and mm-hmm. I consider you to be one. You were asked not to take a lollipop from the bank. Is that correct by your father? Is that the way this whole thing starts?
Yes, I was.
Hello.
I like lollipops. Let's just all talk about lollipops for a second here while we get her microphone.
I would like to do here, by the way, is I would love to help Alina and Violetta get together, because I would like this 12-year-old to teach this, who looks like a 12-year-old, exactly, you know, the great importance of day in and day outness.
Mm-hmm. And working hard.
Yes, and working hard. All right, here we go.
Alina, I think we have your mic up. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, we've got that worked out now.
We're all set.
So how did it
start? You went to the bank with your dad?
Yeah, so I went to the bank with my dad, and the bank teller offered me a lollipop. And my dad always told me that I shouldn't have candy because sugar is terrible for my teeth. So mm-hmm. I asked him, well, why can we make a healthy sucker that's good for my teeth so that I could have candy and it wouldn't be bad for me? And after about 2 years of research, talking to our dentist and our dental hygienist, we developed a list of teeth cleaning ingredients, and we took it to a plant, and we did about 18 plant trials before we finally had our first Zollipops. And after working
I'm going to stop you right there in the middle. Wait. I got to wait. You rush past a few things. The research. Now you had dental professionals helping you here, right? Technological people who were able to. They knew the kind of ingredients that would be better than sugar, right? Because sugar decays on the teeth, especially if it's like attached to the tooth for a long period of time by whatever the lollipop is made out of, right? So you knew that. So you had to get around this problem. But again, you're like 8 and 9 years old getting around this problem.
So young. I mean, you had this great idea.
Did you get around this problem?
Well, we were talking to my dentist and my dental hygienist, and we were asking them what would be a good ingredient for something that can help reduce tooth decay and cavities, which I found during my research that tooth decay was the single greatest epidemic facing kids in America today, according to the U.S. Surgeon General. So I found that if we could help reduce this problem, then that would be a great mission for our Zollipops. And so that's what we were asking them about, so that we could find some potential ingredients that would take away the bacteria that causes tooth decay and cavities in an environment of soft enamel.
Such a good idea. I'm not going to lie. My little one is, my little girl loves lollipops. But we've had a couple disappointing trips to the dentist lately. It comes from the stuff that you love to eat. And this, you know, lollipops and sugary snacks and stuff just are appealing to little kids. But these must taste good, or else they wouldn't be selling so well, on top of being sugar-free and all the healthy cavity benefits.
Yeah, when we first got our Zollipops made, I invited all my friends over, and we had kind of like a little taste testing session. And it's not like my friends are going to lie to me. They're like my
friends.
They'll
tell it to you straight.
Yeah, they're going to tell it to me. They're not going to sweeten it up. And so they told me these are awful, because I mean, it was the first ones we made, and I'm not going to lie, they are pretty disgusting.
Well, they also had like stuff that's good for you in it, and it sounds to me like maybe Clorox or something, right? I mean, what else was possibly in there?
Yeah, are you a chemist as well now? Have you sort of become one? I mean, you must have developed some of those skills. You're an inventor, you're an idea maker, you're an entrepreneur.
I'm not necessarily a chemist. It was pure research, and the ingredients kind of spoke for themselves. It wasn't. They're all very natural ingredients, mm-hmm. so it's not like they're very processed or anything. Our ingredients are xylitol, erythritol, and stevia. They're all plant-based.
I don't know what any of those are.
So stevia? Stevia is very hot right now. Mm-hmm. No. Well, xylitol, I know that's like in mints and stuff, right?
And Trident gum.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then stevia, that's it's very hip now to have stevia. It's like it's an anti-sugar sugar.
Yeah.
Right?
Stevia is really good. It's plant-based, but it's also tastes good. It's a really great sugar substitute. And erythritol is something not a lot of people have heard of. It's actually proven to be better than xylitol because of its acidic. Well, it gets rid of the acidity in your mouth and it brings it to a healthy level.
Oh.
So,
finally, that'd be helpful for me in terms of my attitude too.
Non-GMO, gluten-free, natural flavors, vegan, kosher, and then what she just said. So, I mean, you can't go wrong.
And whatever she just said,
whatever
I know
she just said,
but whatever that
but
was,
she knows.
She knows. We don't know. It's all right. I got it.
Really,
I'm with
incredible.
You.
How has it been just being, you know, doing interviews now and being on shows like Shark Tank, and that's got to be the other part of it that you know is got to be fun in some ways? Is it what's it been like, the journey?
Well, the journey's been amazing. I've learned so much that I don't think I would have learned until I was at least in my 30s, because it's complicated stuff. It's mm-hmm. it's been an amazing opportunity though, and just to be on Shark Tank and on Good Morning America and on Steve Harvey, it's kind of been unbelievable, because on top of school, I have to prepare for these interviews and travel to go to these different places that they do like their recordings at.
Mm-hmm.
And
because you're in school full time still. You're doing homework, full homework load, everything like that, and then you make time to get away for things like this.
Yeah. After school, I usually split my time into thirds. I have one third for business, one third for homework, and then I'm a dancer. I dance 4 days a week, so the other half's for dance.
Oh, my gosh. Ro, what were you doing when you were 9, 10, 11, 12?
I can't really talk about it on the radio. One thing I want to applaud you for is this incredible devotion to detail, too, which is an amazing thing.
So
and and also having the sense of not only having the research, but then going out and marketing and staying on top of all these things. All right, if people want to go buy a Zollipop, how do they get it?
Well, it's very exciting. We just got into Chicago. We got into Kroger here. We got into Toys R Us. And we're just getting into Dylan. We're just releasing them into Dylan's Candy Bar tonight, which is very exciting. And we're on Amazon.com, Whole Foods Markets, lots of stores on the West Coast.
So how many? I mean, I don't know if you're allowed to say these sorts of things, but I mean, how many are you selling a year now?
We're selling millions of Zollipops currently, but that's the individual lollipops.
Mm-hmm. Do you get to hear from moms and kids, like the feedback side of the whole thing? What are they saying about it?
Well, moms love them because they're a guilt-free candy. They mm-hmm. can give them to their kids without having the thought in the back of their mind, oh, I probably shouldn't be giving my children this. And then kids can feel good about it, too, because they're like, oh, my gosh, my mom is going to let me eat this, and it's going to be good for me, but it still tastes great, so...
Yeah.
Do your friends treat you differently now? Or are they like, oh wow? I mean, that's kind of a big deal. What you're doing, you know?
Well, my friends, honestly, I've been friends with them for a long time, and I just want to be treated like a normal kid, to be honest, because I don't want to be treated like a celebrity or anything. Because really, I'm just a normal kid, just trying to make a difference. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to help other kids and other parents, and I mean. Of course, there's, like, the occasional question about Zollipops at school, but, like, I'll always answer it, but I try and be treated like a normal kid as well mm-hmm. as still trying to promote Zollipops and...
Right, you sort of separated out. Well, you're an inspiration. You really are. It's incredible what you, I mean, what you've done and what you're doing. So we wish you so much more success too, Alina.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you want, is there a website that people can go to?
Yeah, we actually just launched our brand new website. It's www.zollipops.com. That's ZOLLIPOPS.com.
Zollipops.com. Wow.
I'm going to try these, Ro.
I know. Why? Here's the
it's
problem.
It's right around the corner.
This is for everybody who's like, you know, what am I going to do with my life? And then all of a sudden, as a 7-year-old, she has the first thought. Then as a 9-year-old, she starts her business. As a 12-year-old now, she's overseeing millions of distributions a year of her product. And you're like, hey, wait a second. What have I done wrong? I should have come up with this idea. Why didn't I come up with this? All right. Well, congratulations on your success.
Thank you very much. This is really
something, Alina Morse. And does it make you feel bad, Violetta? Because it really should.
She's really amazing.
Should.
No, more power to her.
All right.
She's an inspiration to me.
Take away the traffic.